we're going to talk about the high pressure that's been creating an extraordinary inversion of temperatures in the region and locking in the fog like a vice grip. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me to explain all of that is our weather expert, Cliff Mass. But before we get to the science, Cliff, let's hear about the extended forecast. Is Fogmageddon ending yet?
Well, it's going to end on Sunday. Pretty much guaranteed. Today, we still had fog and drizzle. In fact, the drizzle was worse this morning because the cloud deck thickened in depth. But what's going to happen is on Sunday, an upper-level trough, a very powerful one, is going to come from the northwest. That's going to sweep all the low clouds and fog out. It's going to bring bright sunshine, believe it or not, on Monday and Tuesday, and then return to the normal weather situation on Wednesday.
So Wednesday back to just kind of cloudy, cold weather?
What'll happen is we're going to get the jet stream, which has been going way north into Alaska and avoiding us. It's going to be heading south back where it belongs, right into us. And so we'll see a progression of system after system starting on Wednesday. So we'll return to rain and the normal clouds and no more fog.
Yay. And we've had an extraordinary week with not just all this fog, but also an unusual range of temperatures. Your headline is summer and winter at the same time.
That's right. I cannot remember ever seeing this. Well, we've had day after day of high pressure, and that high pressure is causing sinking air, which has been intensifying an inversion over us for the last almost 2 weeks. And it's one of the strongest inversions I've ever seen. Temperatures at the surface near sea level were in the upper 40s, while if you went up a few thousand feet, temperatures went up into the 60s, 70s, and sometimes even into the lower 80s. So we had this huge temperature range of upper 40s, winter temperatures near sea level, while you get into elevation and the temperatures were like primo summer temperatures. It was an amazing contrast, 30 to 40 degrees for the high temperatures each day.
Weird weather. So why do these inversions occur and why is this one so intense?
Well, inversions occur from two causes. One, high pressure overhead causes sinking air that prevents any clouds from forming aloft, and that allows the surface to radiate heat to space. This is through infrared radiation. So the surface can radiate heat to space, can cool down. You can think of a refrigerator coil at the surface, but the temperatures don't cool as much higher in the atmosphere. It can't radiate the heat as well as the surface can. So that's one reason. The other thing is with high pressure over us, it has sinking. Sinking is stronger higher up than near the surface. Well, if you have stronger sinking aloft, that causes warming because sinking air is compressed because you're going from high to low pressure. It's warmed, so we have more warming due to stronger sinking aloft than at the surface. That also strengthens the inversion. And we had two things happening at once. And the thing that made it really unusual is that it kept on going for day after day, allowing an amazing inversion to form.
You mentioned a refrigerator coil, and you've also got a great analogy for what's going on. You compared the inversion to a boa constrictor tightening its grip on its prey. How does that connect with the fog pattern we've been having?
Well, the thing is, the high pressure stayed in place. So the air was pushing down. It was basically compressing this temperature difference between the surface and right above. Day after day, it got stronger and stronger. And the thing is, inversions are very stable features in the atmosphere. That means it's hard for the atmosphere to mix through an inversion. It keeps the atmosphere very layered. And so when you had a strong inversion, it prevented any kind of mixing that would destroy the fog layer. So the fog layer, the cold layer, got stronger and stronger as the inversion sank, got lower and lower. I mean, it was at 1,500 feet, then it went down to 1,000 feet, then it was around 900 feet as the thing pushed down, compressing the foggy cold layer below.
A lot of people are telling me they're enjoying seeing the edges of fog banks creeping along. This is creating great photo ops for a lot of folks in Seattle and around the region. What explains this kind of definition on the edges of the fog?
Well, the beautiful thing about fog is that it flows like water, and it's following the cold air below. And so as it moves over buildings and on over hills, you can see the undulations, the almost liquid nature of the fog as it moves around objects and hills. So it's actually very, very photogenic. And there's been a number of videos on the web that I've seen that has shown how gorgeous fog can be.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.